By the fazl of Allah Ta'ala, the 15th sipara is ended. The last story that is mentioned is about the Dhul-Qarnayn. Surah Kaf starts off with the story of the people of the cave. Then progresses to the two people that are boasting about the farm and the orchard, and then it goes on to Musa and Khazir alayhi salam, and ends up with Sikandar Dhul-Qarnayn. Then you get Surah Maryam, and Surah Maryam starts off with the story of Zakariya alayhi salam. Starts off teaching us the etiquette of dua. The dua of the righteous are different, and the dua of people that don't have understanding of deen is different. Overall, dua is a required thing. Both approach to dua will be different. The one that doesn't have understanding of deen, his dua is for his own nafs. Allah Pak, give me this car. And that girl I want to get married to, Allah, give me that one. Another swingo is still outdated now. I need to be staying in Musgrave. All my friends are there now. This thing looks like a blast. I need to be that side. And oh Allah Ta'ala, I'm earning only 30,000 now. Now I will escalate it to 300,000. So what is all this? Just for his nafs. Nothing beyond nafs. So that's the dua of the person that doesn't have understanding. Then you get a person who has the understanding of deen. So his dua is, the whole style of the dua is different. And his dua is like the essence of ibadat. When he's understood what is dua, so it's the essence of ibadat. Now look at Zakariya al Islam. The style of his dua, then what he's asking for. And then in the opening verses of the surah, Allah makes a mention of it. ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ عَبْدَهُ زَكَرِيَا. It's the rahmat of your Rabb on Zakariya alayhi salam. For the hadith says, an indication that Allah Ta'ala's gates of rahmat has opened for a person is that the doors of dua has opened for him. Perhaps in this connection, Allah says, ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ عَبْدَهُ زَكَرِيَا. Allah has special mercy on him. So he says, how do we make dua? And we ask Allah Ta'ala, what do we do? إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ نِدَاءً خَفِيًّا. He asks Allah Ta'ala in soft tones. See, the person that is righteous, and his dua will continue, whether his needs are seen or needs are not seen, he continue making dua. Because he understands the very spirit of dua is tadarru, to cry, to humble yourself. So this humbling yourself is not just subjected or restricted to your need, to the need, the current need, at all times. The man knows, he understands himself, that can I say for a minuscule second, I don't need Allah Ta'ala, na'uzubillah. Minuscule second. So when Allah Pak has made me like this, that I'm a conglomeration of needs, then He wants me to express my needs all the time. Our Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah's father was known as Hafiz Ahmad Sahib. He was a very great alim, but he was known as Hafiz Ahmad. He had the honor of being one of the ustads of Hazrat Shah Sahib Rahmatullah. So because he was the ustad of Hazrat Shah Sahib, then Shah Sahib used to show him a lot of respect. Qari Sahib says one day he had a minor headache or something, and he was growling of it. He says, my father was such, you couldn't just talk to him. He had a magnificent approach, out of awe. You couldn't just talk to him. But then one day that he fell ill, and I took the courage to talk to him. I said, Abba, you know what? You're not so sick, but why are you making such a noise about it? It's a minor headache, and the way you're carrying on like this is a very serious thing. So his father stands, na laik mujhe samjhane ke liye aaye. Your own child is stupid, coming to advise me. When the father and the son relationship, you talk a little bit freely. Doesn't mean you're stupid, but the father talks to the child a little bit freely. Or I sit down, let me explain to you. So he says, I had three buzrugar ad-din that I had seen very well. One was Hadi Sahib, Ahmadullah Ali. One was Qasim Sahib, my father. And number three was Mona Gangohi Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. So I seen three. Sometimes one color rubs over me, sometimes the second color rubs over me, and sometimes the third color rubs over me. So as Hadi Sahib Rahmatullah, the color that was dominant on him was the color of humility. So if he felt slightly ill, he'll grumble, he'll not feeling well, make a noise about it, right? Because that ayat of the Quran was before him. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. We covered them with sufferings and difficulties that they may humble themselves. Now, in the face of a headache or whatever, and I come out like a bravo, you know, then it's not in the spirit. Labak has put some difficulty on the way, and I'm laughing about it, too casual about it. So it is not in the spirit of the desired response. You know, if the teacher comes into the class, for example, he's got a little bit of a stern face, and he's got a stick. He just raises the stick. Right. He hasn't hit anybody as yet. So what is the desired response at that time? To show him, sorry, you know, sorry, please, you won't do that again. That was the desired response. So I can't be acting brave before Allah Ta'ala. Before Allah Ta'ala, please make us maaf, we won't do this again. You know, be very sorry and regretful, remorseful for what we have done. So that's the response. So therefore, I'm crying. I'm crying not because of the pain. But this is the desired response. Umar radiallahu anhu had taken ill, and he had, in that illness, he had expressed his weakness. So someone asked him, "You complain?" He said, "What you mean? Allah Pak has brought this illness. I must show my bravery to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Pak wants me to show humility, so I'm showing humility. I must show brave. You know, Allah Pak, whatever you can place over me, I'll take it on." So when you read the Quran and the Hadith, and you want to see the application that you'll see in them. Now you see the Quran Sharif alive. La'allam yadharrun. See, some suffering and he's crying. Me, humble. See, is nada rabbahu nida'an khafiyya. You're calling unto Allah Ta'ala and in soft tones. It's also teaching us in adab that the actual way to make dua is dua that is done in soft tones. Sometimes it's a gathering, and for the benefit of the others you are making dua audible, it's a different thing. But the general adab for dua, nada rabbahu nida'an khafiyya. The second adab, rabbi inni wahana al-azmu minni washta'ala ar-ra'su shayba. Allah Pak, my bones have become infirm, old age, and the hair has glistened with white. So he's showing weakness again. See weakness. Allahumma inni da'if fa qawwini. Allahumma inni zalil fa 'izzani. Allahumma inni faqir fa aghnini. Doesn't come in the hadith. So he's expressing his weakness. Allahumma ilayka ashku da'afa quwwati. I express to you the weakness, my limitations. Qillata hilati wa hawani 'ala an-nas. So my weakness, my limitations. I have no strength. I have no strength against my enemies, my foes. So you express your weakness before Allah Ta'ala. On the night of Badr, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showing limitation. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith. We beg for your special mercy. So you show your weakness. See, inni wahana al-azmu minni washta'ala ar-ra'su shayba. But then the third adab is showing that وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيَّ. All my limitations, my setbacks, my weaknesses. But I was never deprived when I asked you. وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيَّ. Whenever I asked you, Allah Ta'ala, I asked you, I petitioned you, then I was never deprived. You always saw me favorably. See, so you show your weakness and you show your conviction also that Allah Pak, you will see me favorably. So Allah Pak likes that. Ud'u rabbukum wa antum muqinuna bil ijaba. You make dua with a frame of mind, Allah Pak, you don't answer it. Not Allah Pak, whether this dua is going to get answered, not going to get answered, and how will it get answered, no, not that. You're making dua with yaqeen. وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ الشَّقِيَّ. Whenever I called you, whenever I petitioned, even knocked at your door, I was never deprived. You always saw me favorably. Right? Ibrahim alayhi salam says, when he's removed from his father, so Allah says, la arjumannaka wa salamun alayk, astaghfiru lak rabbi. إنه كان بي حفيا وأعتزلكم وما تدعون من دون الله وأدعو ربي أو الآخر لا فلا عسى ألا أكون بدعائك ربي شقيا. He's also saying the same thing. So I have to leave now because we are on different pages. You're on a different page, I'm on a different page. We can't coexist. I'm saying this is wrong, this is kufr and shirk, and you think this is the way. We can't coexist. When we can't coexist, then we rather go on different ways. But I will continue making dua. وَأَدْعُوا رَبِّي عَسَىٰ أَلَّا أَكُونَ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيَّا. He also says, I'll never be deprived. If I ask you Allah Ta'ala, I won't be deprived. So the frame of mind that you need to have when petitioning Allah Ta'ala. So, whether there's a delay in the answering of the dua, materializing of the dua, or your dua is answered straight away, you're going to continue because you understand that dua is the very essence of ibadat. See? And a person that doesn't have the understanding of deen, then he suspends his dua to the answering. Answer this, I don't need it. I don't need to make dua. And this one, yeah, he continues. Whether dua is answered or not answered, he keeps. He knows that Allah likes my petitioning. He's not asking for nafs. He's not asking for temptation. He's asking for something else beyond. See that the adab of dua. Then he says, Inni khiftul mawaliya min warai. What dua is making? So the dua is making, I'm afraid of my ears. For what? They're going to take my warsa away. For what? What is worried about? What is his concern? Now I'm aged now, I won't make my khidmat now. Is that a concern? Nowadays, it's a concern. Now, as long as I was around and strong and wealthy, so they were with me. Now I don't have the wealth, so they cut a line. They departed. Is that the concern? Not the concern. What's going to happen to me, Labak, now? I don't have anybody. It's not the concern, the least concern. Inni khiftu al-mawaliya min wara'i. What I'm afraid of, what? I was alive and I was in charge of all the dini affairs. The tabligh, the waaz, the namaz, everything I'm in charge of. Calling people, teaching people, bringing them to Allah Ta'ala, connecting them, well, that was my duty. Now I'm going on and I don't have a successor to continue this. The work must continue. The dini work doesn't stop with you stopping. It doesn't stop with you stopping. You must continue. You are working for the cause. It mustn't be now, me, if I am around, then it's gone, it goes. I'm not around, it doesn't go. No. I think it must carry on. I am just a furnisher, and it's my fortune that I am included. That work, dini work must carry on. That's his mind, that the work must continue. But I can't find a suitable candidate that will carry on this. So, I want something. Rabbi La, again, Zakaria is asking, alayhi salam, La tazarni farda. Don't leave me alone. Don't leave me without any support. Rabbi la tazarni. Another place. Rabbi habli min ladunka zurriyatan tayyiba. Someone good. See, that's the figure of a Nabi. That's a dua of a Nabi. See, I say a righteous person and person doesn't have understanding of deen, both will make dua. But you see, the both dua are worlds apart. His dua is going on a different tangent, and he's going on a different tangent altogether. Totally different. He's going one way, he's going one way. And what Allah Pak wants. Allah Pak, you are so figure.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزينة عرشه ومداد كلماته رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيه ورسوله اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعده واجزي عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيد نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا ذا القوة المدين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وعفو وتكرم وتجاوز أما تعلم إنك أنت الله العز الأكرم اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت ألف لام ميم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأنت الوجوه للحي القيوم يا أحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان ومتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا وأصلح ذات بيننا واهدنا سبل السلام ونجنا من الظلمات إلى النور وجنبنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن اللهم بارك لنا في أسماعنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا أبدا ما بقيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا اللهم لا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم مما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. Thank you.